My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to the song An Antenna by Japanese band Sandy and the Sunsets from their 1981 album Heat Scale. Sandra O'Neill, or Sandy, was born in Japan to an American father of Irish and Spanish ancestry and a Japanese mother. She spent her early life in Japan but moved to Hawaii in her early teens and began to study hula and Pacific dance. This is worthy of pointing out as when the band came to an end in the early 90s, this became her focus. Her solo debut album called Sandy Eye, released in 1975 as a teenager, was a mix of Japanese songs as well as some well-known covers. Not overtly successful, it did otherwise introduce her into the Japanese music industry where she steadily built up her profile. This included guesting on the Yellow Magic Orchestra 1979 album Solid State Survivor. Interestingly, it was Yellow Magic Orchestra band member Harry Hosono who dubbed her Sandy with the two eyes because of her connection with Hawaii. Another frequent collaborator over this time was with musician Makoto Kubota, who had his own band, The Sunset Gang. They worked formally together in 1980, resulting in the new Sandy solo album called Eating Pleasure. This resulted in the joining of forces, with the Sunset Gang being wound up, but retaining the same personnel and being rechristened The Sunsets. The first outing of Sandy and the Sunsets was supporting Yellow Magic Orchestra in December 1980. Their debut album, Heat Scale, was released in 1981. When they released their first single, Alive, I saw a 30-second snippet of the video on the Australian music show Countdown. It stood out so completely as being different to anything else on the show, and I went out and bought it. I still really like the song Alive. It is very, very original, and Heat Scale was certainly quite an intriguing record to listen to. A clashing of both Eastern and Western styles of music, and quite a new experience to my ears. When I first heard this song, An Antenna, it really took me to the sound of the American band Blondie and the feel that they got with their song Rapture. In doing some research for this show, I came across a quote that stated that Sandy and Makoto were influenced by the sound and success of Blondie and later became friends with Debbie Harry and Chris Stein from the band. The success of the record saw them tour with the likes of Eurythmics, INXS, Blondie, Japan and David Bowie, as well as getting great support from UK music magazines Sounds, NME and Melody Maker. I got to see the band play live in 1986, by which time they had released three albums, definitely had a more pop-orientated sound, but as a result had achieved chart success with a number of their singles. My overriding memory is of this amazing technology that they had with them on stage, the highly impressive sound that they presented, and the fact that Sandy was dressed as a native Indian squaw. Although the group's fifth and final album, One Love, was released in 1988, they continued through the early 90s before Sandy focused her energies into hula music and released the first of her Hawaii albums in 1996. She runs multiple hula schools in Japan, has had her own hula-themed TV shows, and continues to release Hawaiian and other Pacific music style albums to this day. Here is Sandy and the Sunsets with their track, An Antenna, from their 1981 album, Heat Scale. Thank you.
Stimulation.